Tony, you listen to a lot of podcasts.
I do.
So how do the podcasts that you listen to start? What do they do normally? Do they have a shtick? What do they do?
You know, it's all over the map. It's really all over the map. Sometimes it's an ad. Sometimes it's theme music. Sometimes a song will be played first. You know, sometimes you fade it in.
This is Hometown Sounds. Welcome back to the Hometown Sounds podcast. We show you how DC rocks. I'm Paul Vodra.
And I'm Tony Pareko. And Paul, I know that you are a comics enthusiast.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
So much so that you keep comics in the bathroom.
That's true.
And I was just up in your bathroom, and there was a comic there, and it had what I first read at first glance was Pope Farts.
No.
But it's actually Pope Hats.
Pope Hats.
But I just think that Pope Farts is, oh man, that made me giggle.
That's a good band name right there.
I know, it's really a good name for lots of stuff. It's just a solid couple of words. except that Pope Farts are gaseous, not solid.
No, that's true.
Yeah.
But they're holy.
Yeah.
They'll probably cure all your ails.
Just line up for a Pope Fart. It's like a kissing booth.
Right.
With a sphincter.
Oh, God. That's, we're going to stop there.
Of a guy in Rome. I mean, not Rome, Vatican City.
Yeah, that's close enough.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was Eau Claire starting off the show this week with her brand new track called All the Wonder. Eau Claire is a new disco DJ and producer. And if you really know your hometown sound stuff, we featured Eau Claire way back in mid-2013.
This was maybe like my first or second podcast.
It was
maybe.
A really, really long time ago.
Yeah.
More than 3 years ago. And at that time, she delivered a remix of Clones of Clones.
Which is so awesome.
I know that we just played Clones of Clones like 2 weeks ago. It's so good that everybody's still rocking.
Yeah.
Yeah. And since then, she's remixed Kappa, Golden Coast, Phases, MIA, Stevie Wonder, Marvin Gaye. It's just all over the place. And this is her debut EP release. It's a 2-track release. This is the title track. It's available on iTunes, Spotify, everywhere else. And it is on her brand new record label called Feed Me Disco.
Okay.
Which is also the name of her DJ mix series that she publishes on SoundCloud, which is up to volume 15. And it is also her regular DJ night at U Street Music Hall, which comes back around after a short tour promoting this release on Saturday, October 15th, along with Cashin. And it's going to be fantastic. I am such a big fan of all that new disco stuff. I love Eau Claire, but I was a fan of it before Eau Claire came along. And it's great. What is your relationship with disco? Not necessarily new disco, but like classic disco.
Yeah, it's really just a genre that I'm familiar with being lambasted by hordes and hordes of people.
That's what, like, you know about it. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, for instance, I remember I was watching Boogie Nights last
night. Yeah.
It actually took me like 4 nights to get through it just because I'd fallen asleep.
Mm.
But I, you know, it's very much a genre that is regarded as it doesn't go anywhere. It's the same dynamic. For me, listening to disco is kind of like listening to a Latino radio station where I'm like, every song sounds the same. It's the white person equivalent of boom. Bop, boom, bop, boom, bop, bop, you know, that kind of thing.
It's even simpler, though, because it's just four on the floor. Yeah,
right.
Yeah, but, you know, if you're into that style of stuff, I think it's great. And it was the kind of thing that I didn't really get very much of growing up. I was born in 75, and by the time I was kind of old enough to know what music was all about, it was the 80s, and my parents had kind of skipped over disco, and it was done by that point anyway. So I didn't come to disco until later in life. Kind of when I was doing my wedding DJing days, and because there's a lot of disco music
you
have to play for the wedding.
Yeah, yeah.
But then I went deep into it. There was a birthday party for a drag queen friend of mine.
Well, that's default disco.
That I DJed, and it was a Studio 54 theme, and it was at Miss Pixie's, in the back room of Miss Pixie's. And I got
furniture store.
Yes. Yes. Big in the gay community. And I got so much disco, and it was fantastic, and everybody had a really good time. And I wore a giant black Afro wig, and it was great. It was one of my favorite nights.
Nice.
Yeah. So, and that, of course, disco turned into house music, which turned into all these other subgenres. Now we're back with new disco, which sort of has a little bit more of a laid back diva feel to it than some of the house music that's been coming out, but so good. So Eau Claire really killing it on that stuff.
Yep.
And like the Hype Machine, like blowing up the Hype Machine. I think that this is the person that we have played on the podcast that has gone from where that was the highest out of anybody.
I really agree with that.
Yeah.
Also, I just got to say, in terms of, you know, observing that charting, it all started when you got an email from her.
Yeah.
And she said, like, hey, like, you know, I'm new to this DJ thing. Like, how do you do it? And now she's just a force.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. She's getting major label interest from remixes and stuff like that.
Yes.
Oh, it's amazing.
Also, it's really great that she chose the name that she did. And I remember back in 2013 when you told me, oh, this female DJ who goes by Eau Claire. And I was like, what? And that was the first time I'd heard of the city of Eau Claire. It was in that context.
Uh-huh.
So it was also illustrative in teaching me how to pronounce it and what that was.
Oh, yeah.
And Eau Claire comes up very much as a cultural reference a lot.
Oh.
You know, like Bon Iver has some ties to there in some of his songwriting and stuff. And I'm like, yeah, I know that it's not like you or whatever.
Yes.
So and it saved me from looking dumb at a time when I didn't want to look dumb. I mean, lots of times, you know? That's cool.
Yeah, it's all good.
Yeah, totally.
Let's hear some more music. Tony, who do we have next?
The Scotch Bonnets.
Yeah.
If you lose me, it's a good thing. That's one thing I know for sure. If you lose me, boy, you lose a good thing. That's one thing I know for sure. When you were sick, I held your hand. When you were troubled, I tried to understand. Stay with you, I did anything I can. Cause losing you was not part of the plan. Melbourne is a tropical London. American in a tropical London. Abandoned in a tropical London. Oh no, oh no. If you lose me, lose a good thing. That's one thing I know for sure. If you lose me, boy, yeah, lose a good thing. That's one thing I know for sure. A souvenir reminds me of you, and every day I catch a glimpse of one too. I'm the one going to the rescue. That's why I'm confused. You withdrew. Melbourne is a tropical London. American in a tropical London. Abandoned in a tropical London. Oh no, oh no, no. If you lose me, lose a good thing. That's one thing I know for sure. If you lose me, boy, you lose a good thing. That's one thing I know for sure. Oh.
Tony, during that song, you were sending a text message.
It took
a little while.
Yeah, it did. And you know why?
Why?
Because, all right, the new iOS is here.
Yeah.
The iPhone.
Uh-huh.
There's no caps lock right now. What the hell?
Oh.
Like, I can't even show how angry I am with an easy caps lock text about it. You can hold down the caps button.
Right.
But the line over it, you can't do that. Or I don't know right now.
They probably moved it somewhere else. That's what they like to do. Every time they release something, they move stuff around so you can't find it.
See, I just moved, and it feels like another place I've just moved because the new iOS is out of control. I feel like I do not know my way around at all.
Yeah, and there's stickers and lasers, and you don't know what else.
Yes. Also, what's really upsetting for me as a podcast listener is that the swipe up menu, it doesn't allow you to do the 15 seconds before or after right now.
Mm.
Which I'm like, what the hell? I have to go back into Overcast to navigate that.
Oh.
Yeah, so I got a lot of stress about the new iOS.
we'll sit down and see if we can get that worked out for you a little bit later.
Cool.
So that was the Scotch Bonnets with a track called Tropical London. Scotch Bonnets are a reggae rocksteady band from both Baltimore and DC. A lot of their social media indicates that they are in Baltimore, but they insist that they also, some of them, live in DC. So I say they count.
And I know that for a fact, that they have members based in D.C. because one of their members is a former bandmate of mine. Their drummer, name's Thompson. Who used to play drums in Black Checker, and I miss him dearly. And you got to see them, right?
I did. I saw them at Adams Morgan Day.
Tell me all about Adams Morgan Day, because I missed it.
Here's the thing about Adams Morgan Day. I have a memory of it from a few years ago when they closed the street. The main drag, and they had like multiple stages that were big, and that's what I think of when I go to Adams Morgan Day, and it's not that anymore. It's kind of a shell of what it used to be. Now they have just a little, it's not even really a stage, it's at that little SunTrust Plaza right there at the corner, and there's a sort of a ledge that they make into a stage, but it's not really the best stage, but they make it work. And a lot of the bands play up there. So, and Batala play, cause you know, if it's an outdoor music festival, it's not for real unless Batala comes and plays. I had a really good time seeing the Scotch Bonnets. I'd never seen the Scotch Bonnets before. I've known about them for a long time. The lead singer, Kristen Forbes, AKA Lady Hatchet. She also plays for Olivia Mancini, who I've been a big fan.
What a genre jump.
That is, yeah, I know.
Genre jump. Like I kept the ja.
Yeah.
That oops.
She was fantastic to watch because she had the wireless rig on for the guitar. So she was making use of that by running around from the stage out into the audience and dancing with some people in the audience.
And you know, usually that's corny as hell. Like I remember being in Las Vegas and seeing a Journey cover band playing a casino and they all had wireless, you know, guitar setups.
Yep.
And it was just so lame.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Like, nah, that's cool.
That was definitely really cool. They were crawling all over everything. It was a good time. It was a beautiful day. There was a lot of food out there on Adams Morgan Day. Like a lot of the restaurants sort of set up a little outdoor food stand, but there was really not enough places to sit and eat.
Sure.
Bathrooms were a little hard to come by. You kind of had to go invade an actual place of business to, you know, do your business.
Yeah. So go to McDonald's and get a restroom token.
God, do they do that? I haven't been in that at McDonald's.
I mean, it's a thing that happens in lots of, you know, fast food restaurants in densely populated urban areas.
Yeah, that makes sense. So I Songbird was the guys in charge of the live music.
That's a good place to have like essentially the music festival equivalent of the Bridge of the Enterprise. That was pretty cool off the cuff, like analogy.
Definitely. Yeah. And I could definitely tell that the bands after they were done playing, they would go over to Songbird, hang out, get some drinks. So it worked out good. This song that we played is a cover of a song by Rancid. It was from their 2003 album Indestructible. And this version by the Scotch Bonnets was featured on Hooligans United, which was a Smelvis record tribute to Rancid that came out recently.
That's cool. And I really think that that's neat because Rancid is a band who would dabble in the reggae and rock city.
Yep.
Rock city, the rock steady.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, I remember the first time I heard the phrase rock steady was in 2001. And I was 15. And it was because No Doubt put out an album then called Rocksteady. Wow. And I didn't know it was a genre. I just thought it was an album title. Like, can you really get mad at a 15-year-old for
no,
that?
Of course
you know,
not.
Like, I was
You're learning.
You know, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So the Scotch Bonnets, they haven't put out any real big releases in a little while. They put out an album called Live Your Life way back in 2012. And in 2014, they collaborated with HR from Bad Brains on a 5-song EP. They have promised a 7-inch vinyl of a new song that pays tribute to DC called The District. Hopefully that'll come out really soon.
Yeah.
Maybe we should have waited to play that. I don't know. But I was so excited to see the Scotch Bonnets and play them on the podcast. So that's what we had to do.
Definitely.
Yeah. But now we're going to play something totally different. Next up, we have
Sam Hesh.
Lost children, though a bad evil age,
That was a real character break in the outro guitar solo of that song, mm-hmm. because it went from choppy post-punk riffs mm-hmm. to some really standard, you know, electric guitar licks that you would read in like 10 easy lessons for electric guitar, mm. which actually, like, when I was first learning to play electric guitar, mm-hmm. like I learned these solos in this book with an accompanying CD, like note for note.
Mm.
It was a real adventure. Mm. Like I was like, wow, I'm doing it. I'm playing. I'm playing lead guitar.
Yeah.
I'm 16. I'm getting good. Oh my God.
That was a song called Lost Children by a band called Sam Hesh. And Sam Hesh, you would think it's a guy whose name, first name Sam and last name Hesh, but actually it's a band. It's comprised of Eliza Birkin, Mike Cleary, Fahim Haq, and Scott Lutzky. Their band name apparently came from an accidental autocorrect in a group text.
I can only guess what the original name was supposed to be.
Yeah, I don't know. And why they decided that must be their name.
Some flesh.
Maybe, yeah. That's, yeah. Sometimes when you get those autocorrects, you can sort of try to translate and figure out what the message really was. But sometimes it doesn't work. This band actually came together via Craigslist.
Wow.
I know.
A whole band? Usually you look for like one member.
Right. Yeah. But this whole band. And like you also, like, usually like you've been playing in other bands and you have friends in other bands and then they refer you to somebody else. You know, it's kind of a big social network that's in person. But sometimes you got to make use of Craigslist, which is great. You know, however people come together. So this is off of their debut self-titled album. It came out back in early August, and it was recorded and mixed by Tommy Sherrod. It's a good thing to plug. Their next show is coming up on Saturday, October 1st at the Treehouse Lounge alongside the Originators, Altitude, and Trash Mammals.
Trash Mammals is a standout band name. The other two, not at all, actually.
I feel like I've heard of some of them. Yeah, Trash Mammals. I know I've not heard of Trash Mammals. They may not even be local. I'm not sure. But yeah, I have not been. I will admit, I have not been to the Treehouse Lounge.
If you don't have anything nice to say, you know, don't say anything at all.
Yeah, that's great. But it's probably a good enough place to see Sam Hesh. But they will be playing more shows in the near future soon. And I think they'll probably be a pretty good live band. I've not seen them yet. But I really like that song. And the album is really good. And we have more stuff for you on the podcast, Radical Departures in Genre. This one has a little NSFW warning for some risque lyrics at the beginning. If you are listening with small children, please be warned.
Because, wait, are you talking to people who take their kids to work?
Yeah, no. Well, maybe if you are going to work with your kids in the car listening to
you're
us.
You're not at work.
No.
That's NSF, like, on your way in route. Like, I don't know, even know what the acronym would be.
This is Prowess the Testament.
We are fucking delegation. Don't ask me what my motherfucking name is. You got it right here. Mm. Everybody wants to claim DC, don't know the history. Been here for 6 months, think they got some liberty. No authenticity, screaming I'm sore about my city, but quick to burn out faster than electricity. You never should have mentioned me. Running around town, claiming to be renowned, scrutinizing crowds, traitors to the queen, rebels to the crown. Shots to PG County, my old regal stomping grounds. Rhyming harder than Thor's hammer and anvil, substantive like substantial. Grind guards into granules, couldn't walk a mile in my gladiator sandals. Prowess rock a crowd even with the banjo. For example, I don't dick ride or employ yes men, no exceptions. Dismiss sick offense and pretend veterans. Those who know the rhetoric, check the letter and what's my preference. Presidents rule everything around my residence. I smell the blood in the water. We leading lambs to the slaughter. Laying bricks and mortar as I build and then destroy them. I smell the blood in the water. I smell the blood in the water. Yeah, we leading lambs to the slaughter. Bricks and mortar I build and destroy them. Yeah, I smell the blood in the water. Even they knew my attitude, but never really had the clue. Broke me off of one of them drones haunting your avenue. Clash your noon, cats turn cashews, gone nuts. That's why I treat them seeds like red light district flats. They so picky and always show they hand. Pick a band, pick a man, still trying to pick a tan. Might as well pick a stand, pick a bitch, pick a bitch. Realistically, they shit to me. Fair, let logistics fuck these meth head promoters. just get closer like regular Simone versus Ann Coulter. And all the turncoats to get choked, strep throat, looting the culture. Today you get exposed. So if you wanna step, get bit like in quotes into all y'all fools. Whatever, bring the best of your collective. I swear I slay them until they extras, on the set with no lines. Yeah, I fade them all at showtime. Fuck cosign.
I smell the blood in the water.
We leading lambs to the slaughter. Laying bricks and mortar as I build and then destroy it.
I smell the blood in the water. I smell the blood in the water.
Yeah, we leading lambs to the slaughter. Bricks and mortar I build and destroy it. Yeah,
I smell the blood in the water.
Unexpected ending for a rap song. Mm-hmm. It's not often that you get a hip hop song that sort of ends on the tonic, the one, you know, that just, you know, that finality of coming home.
Right.
I'm talking music theory and hip hop. Everyone's going to be like, wow, you're really lame, dude. go.
That was Prowess the Testament with a track called Blood in the Water. Prowess the Testament is Tia Abner. She's put out two EPs so far this year, and it's still September, so who knows what's going to happen. The first was called Air, Human, Breath, Divine. There's punctuation in between those, but it's not really important. That came out in April.
Drop Lockers would disagree.
Oh my! Yes, you're right. Yeah, if you want to know, you should read it because it does. It reads better than it sounds verbally. The second was called Right Where I Left It. That single was the first from that EP. It's called Blood in the Water, produced by P-Tech Santiago, who lives in Stockholm.
Whoa!
I know. I don't know how those two got hooked up, but that production matched the intensity and ferocity of the vocal delivery in that. Definitely aggressive, dedicated to the new DC and all the plankton infecting our waters.
Maybe that was a jab at gentrification.
I think so.
You know, I feel like Prowess the Testament and Jack on Fire could like hang out and like really kick it and be like, yo, we're on the same page.
That is very, very true.
All right. So, like, yo, I've just moved and I'm done talking about it because I've done it all before and talked to you about it. But, like, no, I got to take this. There's a whole nother topic about moving here.
All right.
And online commerce.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. So, Paul, actually, just let me come out and say thank you in front of lots of people. You introduced me to the consumer review websites, the Wirecutter and the Sweet Home.
Yes, very important.
I live by these websites.
Absolutely.
So essentially what they do is they just tell you, they do in-depth product reviews of stuff and tell you the best thing of whatever to buy.
So and, like, for and it's the first thing in the article.
Yes.
Like, if all you want to know is what's the best, like just the first sentence,
yep,
you're done.
The best cheap printer.
Right.
The best
Wi-Fi
The best Wi-Fi router, the best handheld vacuum.
Right.
All right. So the Sweet Home actually just had an article that came out earlier this spring entitled The Best Gear for Small Apartments.
Yes.
And I was like, yes, because now I occupy a small apartment.
Right.
And I just bought, like, I think somewhere around 65% of the stuff on this list.
Oh my God.
So, but the one item I could not get are these stools from IKEA, and they're amazing.
Okay.
Well, they look amazing. I haven't gotten them yet. I'm going to tell you all about why.
All right.
Okay, so they're stools. And they have, for a seat, they have a cork top. And that's awesome because they can double as both a stool or like a coffee table. You know, and you don't have to worry about coasters with them because it's cork.
Right.
So that's just awesome all around. And for someone who like plays guitar and, you know, there's no back, so that's just totally great. Like I can sit down on this stool and just jam out. You know, totally, totally great.
Yep.
Like, yo, if I want to have Javier Diaz over from Spirit Plots to like work on some tasty punk riffs, you know, like totally great way to, you know, seat him, you know? Okay.
It's made by IKEA.
Yeah.
You can't buy it online and have it shipped to you. IKEA is not really in the personalized shipping business. Okay?
Too bad there's no other companies that they could partner with who would be, but whatever. I know. Yeah.
Yeah. So you can check product availability at your, you know, right, at your selected location.
Yep.
As of like last week, it was available at the IKEA in College Park. And I was like, cool.
Yeah.
So then this weekend I checked. No, they're out.
Oh man.
Okay. So then yesterday I check, mm-hmm, I check the product availability. It's listed as being available at the Woodbridge location.
That is really far away from you.
I want them so bad.
Oh my God.
I want
Woodbridge,
them so bad.
Woodbridge is really far, dude.
Yeah. So I called them.
Yeah.
And I said, like, hey, here's this product number. Do you have this in stock?
Yeah.
Yesterday. And uh-huh, the guy was like, yeah, that's cool. We got 7.
Okay.
And I was like, all right, cool. 7. I should probably be good. So you may remember that I said, like, hey, can I maybe be over a little earlier to podcast than
right,
I said I was?
Right.
And that was because I ended up not going to the IKEA Woodbridge because I called again to be like, hey, just want to make sure you still got these in stock. And the dude was like, nah.
Oh, man.
Nah. So 7 of them sold between yesterday and today around noon. So, yeah. Also, so, okay. However, on the other hand, I was able to buy a bike lock yesterday, which I placed the order at about 9 a.m. On Amazon.
Yeah.
And you know what? Amazon offers the weirdest Easter egg specials.
Mm.
And there was free same-day shipping. So on the other hand, I bought a bike lock that was delivered to my house by 9 p.m. that evening. But I cannot buy a pair of IKEA stools. I have to attempt to drive to where they are, and then they sell out before I get there. Oh my, that is not online commerce is the way that we want it these days.
Yeah, IKEA really needs to get their shit together and be able to ship you things. It seems basic, but I guess they have so much stuff that would just be enormous.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, so that's, I mean, just to have this guide and to tell me the best thing, but that I have to go somewhere in person.
And you have to go like on the weekends. You can't go during business hours, which would be the most ideal time to go.
Right.
And then you have to go when everybody else goes, and it's just really stressful.
Yeah. Well, and here's another thing that's frustrating about an IKEA trip on the weekends is that the line at the snack bar, you know, at the checkout, where all I want is an ice cream cone for like $1.19. And there is a line of about 20 people.
Yep.
And that's no longer worth it to me.
No.
And I'm just angry because I just want an ice cream cone. I just want my stools. I just want, you know, yes, I'll give me some meatballs while I'm here.
Right.
Because like now I'm upset.
Right. They'll make you feel better.
Yeah.
With the lingonberry jam.
Yeah, I don't do that part though.
Oh, that's so good, dude.
I'll try that next time.
Yeah.
But
it's weird, but it's good.
It's weird, but it's good.
Yeah.
Kind of like this next song.
Yeah. By Bleary Eyed.
Yeah.
really great to and fro between the sludgy and the spastic, mm-hmm. bleary-eyed, with a track called
Harping. That was Nathaniel Selfie and Ray Brown, who are both in the Black Sparks.
And another band called Big Moth, who are cut from the same
cloth.
Yeah, you got it, man. That's cool.
That was from the four-song EP Cherry Blossom. It came out back in January of this year. It is a name-your-own-price download on their Bandcamp or a $5 limited edition cassette from Fort Wayne, Indiana's Sorry Dad Records.
And on Bleary Eyed's Facebook page, they state that their genre is dad rock, which is really funny. But the thing is like now I'm kind of at the point where I can have contemporaries who are dads who listen to that kind of music, but it's obviously more a jab at the sort of Wilco-loving, you know, dad bod kind of dad, I think.
Exactly. I'm sure that there are dads that like Bleary Eyed.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, not as many as others.
So also Bleary Eyed's cover photo, it's from a text message that someone in the band got, and it reads, "Guys," that's text one. Text two is, "My friends fucked to Bleary Eyed," which is really funny for me to think about, because it's like, how did the sender learn this? Were they informed via a text or a phone call? Or maybe it was cover-up music in a dorm or
right.
group house for like some boning.
Yeah, exactly. People are like, is that Bleary Eyed?
Whoa, I know that band. And then like, what was the communication after that? You know?
Yeah.
Oh man, that's a mystery in a bottle.
Oh man. And that almost takes us to the end of this episode of the Hometown Sounds podcast. So please subscribe to it. Tell all your friends about how great it is. And all that good stuff. Follow us on the social media, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. It's Hometown Sounds. All one word. The website is hometownsoundsdc.com. We have music videos up there.
Which you have been popping off all the time.
I've been pretty lucky to have been finding some good ones recently. I feel like there was a little bit of a drought for a while, and now the drought is over, and I have some great videos to share with everybody. And I love it because I love music videos. The email address is dj@hometownsoundsdc.com. If you want to let us know about some DC band we do not yet know about, or some awesome DC music video we have not yet featured. But really, the important thing is to support the musicians that you've heard on this podcast by buying their music
and seeing them play live
all around town.
My new thing is trying to copy like your vocalics the exact
right.
way that you do that.
Because you never know what I'm gonna throw at you here at the end here. So the last track, we have a thing where the last track on the podcast is sometimes a little weird and out there, and this is no exception.
We like giving you choices.
That's right. In case you need to bail, in case this is a little too weird for you, feel free to bail. But I wish that you wouldn't, because this is Insect Factory with a track called Junk Machine. Insect Factory is the alias of Jeff Barksy. He is in Silver Spring.
Come say hey to me. That's cool. I don't have a stool for you yet, but
you would, man. He's an elementary school teacher. And then he makes this sort of droning ambient music.
Whoa, not the first educator had on the show who's also makes like weird experimental
that is true.
Music.
That is true. Jason Mullinex from Pilisar. Yeah. So this new album is called Work. It is out now on Fabrica Records on vinyl. The Bandcamp download is not yet online, but it is coming soon. It has 5 tracks of varying lengths, and the longest is 17 minutes. We will not be playing the 17-minute long song for you. We're very sorry if that's what you really wanted. This one is a much more reasonable length. Insect Factory, in case you want to go see this stuff live, which I think is pretty interesting to do, and it would be like not a whole lot of people come out to see the droning ambient Sonic Circuits-esque music, but it definitely stretches your brain, but I think it could be a pretty cool experience. And they have a show coming up this Sunday night, September 25th, at the Galaxy Hut.
Which is real cool. You can see some weird stuff in, you know, a really hip atmosphere.
Oh yeah, Galaxy Hut is fantastic.
And their food menu, good. Like if you're a vegetarian, you're vegan, they got you covered.
They do.
The beer list is impeccable.
Oh yeah. I mean, Galaxy Hut is one of my favorite places to go see live music. This show, I can pretty much guarantee you, will have some decent seating options. Because if you want to be like crammed in to a show, like droning ambient guitar music is not necessarily what is going to keep you standing upright. But this is going to be good stuff. They're playing with the Renderers, who are on tour all the way from New Zealand.
Man.
I know. It's fantastic. So, and I like that Insect Factory tries to keep it minimal without new technology, preferring to draw ever distinct and different sounds out of just guitars and pedals. Like, because it's a temptation to like get all sorts of weird effects processing and, you know, attach some synthesizers or whatever, but he just tries to keep it analog.
That's great. Because like the more stuff you get,
yeah,
the more stuff you can get stolen.
Well, and the more stuff that goes wrong on stage.
Yeah.
You know, when you see somebody that's like desperately trying to get their setup working on stage and it's not coming together. And
yeah.
Really, you just get, everybody gets anxious. But, you know, guitar, effects pedals, it's going to work. I really like going to see some stuff that is outside my comfort zone that will stretch my brain and will be interesting. Meditative, too. I mean, like, you can really, like, kind of bliss out and start thinking about nothing while you enjoy this music.
Bring a yoga mat to Galaxy Hut.
Ooh, man. I don't know if there's enough room for that sort of thing, but that's a good idea you have right there. We can make that happen. So anyway, that's the podcast. Thanks very much, Tony.
Thanks very much, Paul.
Okay, enjoy this. See you next time.